president, of course, lives in the White House. But over the decades, when a president or president-elect has needed another place to stay the night in Washington, D.C., this hotel has often filled the role. Its history is nearly as old as the city itself, and we go there on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know that besides hosting these programs, I am a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm or land to the next generation? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Jim Hughes oversees a piece of living history.
This is a unique bar. This is the Round Robin Bar. It's one of the oldest bars in operation in Washington, D.C., if not the country. Our legacy here goes back almost 200 years.
This spot on Pennsylvania Avenue has long been known for its political ties.
The Willard Hotel has been known as the residence of presidents. In fact, the original owners, they went so far as to actually stucco the outside of the building so that it all looked like one structure and painted it white, so it was known as the Little White House.
The family-run business knew that a tie with the presidents was good marketing that would build a grand clientele.
When the Willard family came down here to take over operation of the establishment on this site in the 1840s, they realized if we could get the presidents to stay here, the president-elects to stay here prior to inaugurals, we're going to be good for the next 4 years, if not the next 8 years.
That's exactly what happened. A legacy of presidents spanning nearly 200 years.
Franklin Pierce, who was a friend of the family and is elected president in the late 1840s, he comes to Washington. Of course, he brings his entourage. Where do they stay? They stay at the Willard Hotel. Abraham Lincoln comes down to Washington in the 1860s. Where does he stay? He stays at the Willard Hotel.
But there's more to the hotel than the occasional presidential guest. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.